discussions over easing COVID restrictions. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. U.S. health officials say the country is moving closer to the point that COVID-19 is no longer a constant crisis as more cities, businesses, and sports venues begin lifting pandemic restrictions. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said at the White House briefing today that the government is contemplating a change in its mask guidance in the coming weeks.
We want to give people a break from things like mask wearing when these metrics are better, and then have the ability to reach for them again should things worsen. If and when we update our guidance, we will communicate that clearly, and it will be based on the data and the science.
Dr. Walensky noted recent declines in COVID-19 cases, hospital admissions, and deaths. President Biden has ordered the release of Trump White House visitor logs to the committee investigating the violence at the U.S. Capitol a year ago January. The president again rejecting the former president's claims of executive privilege. The White House says it hopes diplomacy and transparency can help prevent a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says while a negotiated Russian troop drawdown remains the ultimate goal, not allowing Russian President Vladimir Putin to create a reason to invade can also be effective.
Putting out specific details about the types of false flag operations, their efforts to push misinformation through Russian media, the types of tactics they've used in the past.
While the Russian government has claimed it is decreasing armaments at Ukraine's border, U.S. intel has revealed the staging may be increasing ahead of an attack.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Federal Reserve policymakers concluded last month that they would accelerate their tightening of credit if inflation failed to slow in the coming months. Most officials agreed that faster interest rate hikes would be needed if inflation does not move down. America's listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Anti-vaccine mandate protests continue in Canada despite Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's implementation of emergency powers to quell the demonstrations.
We haven't seen much of a change here in terms of the posture. After we got an update from the Ottawa police yesterday, they say that the blockade has cost them about $14 million since the beginning, around $800,000 per day. They say there are more than 150 active criminal investigations into the blockade right now, and they've issued 3,000 tickets to people for bylaw violations like noise violations, idling for too long, having open fires, those kinds of smaller violations.
Fox's Grady Trimble in Ottawa, Canada. A man who inadvertently shot a 9-year-old girl in Texas is facing charges. Police say he had just been robbed at a Houston ATM on Monday and took a shot at the attacker. His shot missed, hitting Arlene Alvarez, who was riding in the back of her father's truck. She died the next day. Meta is changing the name of Facebook's news feed.
It's dropping the word news, making it just the feed. It's the main part of the platform that users scroll through to see what their friends have shared. In a memo to employees, Meta explains the news feed name made users think it was a place for news stories instead of posts from friends. Meta has said it's working on reducing the amount of political content that shows up on people's homepages. The name change was announced in a tweet from the company with the message, "Happy scrolling." The newsfeed name had been in place for more than 15 years. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
The U.S. has accused China of failing to meet its commitments to the World Trade Organization. It says it will explore new ways to combat aggressive Chinese trade practices. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative says China is not keeping the promises it made to open its markets to foreign competition when it joined the 164-country Geneva-based agency in 2001. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.